This is VOA News. I'm Christina Menenti. Israel bombed southern Lebanon on Thursday and said it had thwarted an Iran-backed assassination plot, a day after explosions of Hezbollah radios that came on the heels of blasts and booby-trapped pagers. AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
Lebanon has been rocked again by exploding devices as walkie-talkies blew up around the country, killing at least 20 people and wounding more than 450. The attacks, which were widely believed to be carried out by Israel targeting Hezbollah but have also killed civilians, came a day after pagers used by Hezbollah exploded, killing at least a dozen people, including children, and injuring thousands. The second wave also deepens concern about the potentially indiscriminate casualties caused in the attacks, in which hundreds of blasts went off wherever the holder of the pager happened to be, in homes, cars, at grocery stores, and in cafes, often with family or bystanders nearby. Experts have said booby traps are banned under international law. I'm Karen Chamas.
Israel will face, quote, a crushing response from the axis of resistance, unquote, Iran's Revolutionary Guards commander told Hezbollah's chief on Thursday, according to state media. Mpox is spreading. AP correspondent Sam Mendek reports.
Kamituga in Congo's South Kivu province is the epicenter of this outbreak, and Kamituga is where this new outbreak began and where a new strain of the virus was found earlier this year. Health officials say that if the situation is not brought under control here, that the situation is going to be extremely hard to control in eastern Congo as well as in neighboring countries. Mpox is a disease that can be transferred through contact, but this new virus, health officials say, is extremely transmissible through sex. The international community is struggling here to stem the flow. They say they do not have enough resources, there's not enough money, and they do not have what they need in order to stop the chain of transmission. What everyone here says they need most are vaccines, which have yet to arrive.
This is VOA News. A massive flood wave moving across Central Europe is threatening new areas and raising concerns. Heavy rains have also caused flooding and the evacuation of some 1,000 residents in northern Italy. In the hard-hit northeast Czech Republic, one more person was reported killed on Thursday, bringing the death toll to 5. There were also 7 deaths, each in Poland and Romania, and 5 in Austria, with the overall death toll in the affected countries now at 24. The coming winter will prove the sternest test yet for Ukraine's energy grid since the beginning of Russia's invasion, according to International Energy Agency's executive director, Fatih Birol.
Only a few weeks ago, there was a major attack from Russia, damaging a big chunk of the energy infrastructure in Ukraine. So this situation is very delicate now, especially winter is coming. And even before this attack, because of the previous attacks on the Ukrainian infrastructure, 2/3 of the power generation capacity of Ukraine was lost.
Artillery shells sold by Indian arms makers have been diverted by European customers to Ukraine, and New Delhi has not intervened to stop the trade despite protests from Moscow, according to 11 Indian and European government and defense industry officials, as well as a Reuters analysis of commercially available customs data. Amid economic distress, Sri Lanka seeks change through coming elections. VOA's Anjana Pasricha reports.
A significant number of uncommitted voters is making it hard to forecast the outcome of a crucial election, which will shape how Sri Lanka copes with the challenge of ensuring political and economic stability. Sri Lanka will hold elections for a new president Saturday in the first polls since massive popular protests ousted former president Gotabaya Rajapaksa at the height of a crushing economic downturn. The country's 17 million voters will choose between 3 main contenders: President Ranil Wickremesinghe, who was elected by parliament. His main challengers are opposition leader Sajith Premadasa and Anura Dissanayake, head of a Marxist-led coalition. Anjana Pasricha, VOA News, New Delhi.
Ecuador's military patrolled the streets on Wednesday after the government implemented nightly power cuts across the country amid a severe drought which has caused water levels to plunge, affecting hydroelectric plants. Ecuador's government attributes the power crisis to a lack of maintenance of existing dams coupled with the country's worst drought in the last 61 years. For expanded coverage, you can go to our website, voanews.com, 24 hours a day, and follow Voice of America on Facebook, X, YouTube, and Instagram. I'm Christina Menenti, VOA News.